This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We probably haven't given enough attention to the Bridgeport voter fraud arrests, and it's pretty stunning stuff. And there's a lot of questions that I have, not just about really about what's happening and what happened, but how long we can think about stuff like this has happened. One of the people following this is Andrew Brown with CT Mirror. CT Mirror is doing some really good things. You go to ctmirror.org, and you can read all of their stuff. Andrew joins us now on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm well. You know, just for our audience, since not everybody's as steeped as you are about what's going on, just, you know, if you could just get us up to speed in terms of, like, just quickly sort of summarize what happened and now who's going to jail for what happened.
Yeah. So people may remember headlines from 2023 in which the mayoral election in Bridgeport was overturned, the primary between Joe Ganim and John Gomes, the Democratic contest there. That election was overturned by a judge. And a bunch of complaints about alleged ballot fraud and ballot harvesting soon followed. So since then, the State Election Enforcement Commission and the Chief State's Attorney's Office in Connecticut have spent months investigating whether or not anyone broke the state's election laws when they were out essentially pursuing absentee voters. You may know or you may not that in Connecticut, campaign operatives can pass out absentee ballot applications, so the application for a ballot, but they're not supposed to be involved in actually handling the ballots themselves or telling people, obviously, how to vote. Right. That is what happened here. The allegations are is that four people and then one other person were... were charged with mishandling absentee ballots. One other person, a city councilwoman, was charged with misrepresenting the eligibility to vote by absentee. So all of this has created essentially a scandal. There were 150 different election-related charges filed against five people, three of whom are city council members in Bridgeport, one of whom is the vice chairwoman of the Democratic Party in Bridgeport. So all of this has created quite a scandal. Yep. And is heading towards what will likely be a very interesting criminal case.
And Wanda Geeter Pataki was quite literally shown stuffing a ballot box on video.
Yes, that's what has kicked all of this off. Yep. Is Wanda Geeter Pataki, who has served as vice chairwoman of Bridgeport's Democratic Party for quite some time now, was captured in September 2023 on surveillance footage in Bridgeport, placing multiple absentee ballots into a drop box. That is what led the judge to overturn the election.
Right.
So all of this comes full circle at this point.
Andrew Brown from CT Mirror. I have like three kind of, in my opinion, essential questions. I want to get to the legislation and I want to get to Stephanie Thomas. But first and foremost, in your reporting and in your instinct, to the best that you're able or want to answer, is your sense that some of these improprieties that are resulting in convictions could potentially have gone on for years?
That is certainly the allegation. If you talk to anyone in Bridgeport, I think people didn't realize that what they were, these people were doing was illegal, the average voter, right? Because this, it's not even just my sense. It is in the criminal complaint for Wanda Jeter Pataki that several voters told investigators from the chief state's attorney's office that essentially Wanda, who they'd known for decades, had been coming around since they can remember picking up their ballots. So I don't think it is too far of a stretch here to say that that is the allegation, and that is certainly, you know, what people in Bridgeport believe.
What about extrapolating that maybe this is happening in other municipalities in the state, or has happened?
The data doesn't seem to bear that out.
Okay.
So Bridgeport, even during the 2023 election, you may remember Hartford had a similar mayoral race, right, for a Democratic primary for mayor. They had far fewer absentee ballots. And there wasn't the same, what in Bridgeport, what they refer to as the absentee chase. There is very little evidence that the scale of whatever is happening in Bridgeport, that it's just not the same.
Got it.
In other Connecticut municipalities.
I wonder if anyone's looking at that. We're talking with Andrew Brown from CT Mirror. Okay, so this legislation really in this session, really responding to this, can you just explain what's on the table?
Sure. So this session, the Connecticut lawmakers in the Government Administration and Elections Commission, which kind of governs all of this, are considering two bills that caught my eye. One of which would create what is being coined as a municipal election accountability board. This board, your listeners may or may not know about the entity called MARB, which is essentially a budget accountability board that the state set up to manage municipal finances. This would be the same version of that with elections, right? It would give this board, this state board, the ability to kind of oversee municipalities that are having trouble in running their own elections. And if it got to a stage that it was concerning enough, the state could actually take over the day-to-day functioning of those local election offices.
Got it.
The second bill it deals with several things, a long list of things, actually, that the Secretary of State is asking for. One of them, and probably the most important, is that they are asking that anyone who is actually convicted and found guilty of committing election-related crimes in Connecticut be banned for up to 12 years from passing out candidate petitions. So if somebody wants to petition to get onto a ballot, they would be banned from circulating those things, and they would also be banned from circulating applications for absentee ballots for up to 12 years.
Got it.
So the goal here is to make it so that anyone who is convicted of an election-related crime don't even have the ability, hopefully, to repeat those offenses.
And just really quickly, we have less than a minute here, but about a minute. Where is Stephanie Thomas, the Secretary of the State, where is she on all this?
She's actually her office is the one that recommended that this 12-year ban for anyone who is convicted of an election-related crime. And she told lawmakers, actually just the other day, that she wouldn't be in favor of going even further and banning any candidate, political campaign, or political operative from doing anything with an absentee ballot application. Essentially, it would only be up to the voter and the state to take part in that process.
Got it. Yeah, people just have it be election officials and citizens and have no one in the middle. Andrew, great, really good work. It's interesting stuff. I know some people are like, oh, but what went on in Bridgeport is like, it's going to be a Netflix movie. I mean, it's really unbelievable, some of the stuff. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.